Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to this Monday morning, May 1st. Who would believe it? But indeed it is. April's now in the history books. It is May. May 1st, and looking forward to a good month of May ahead. Let's kick things off this morning. Mark, Kristen. Kristen, you take a look at the weather for the week ahead this week. What are we in for?
Yeah, we're kicking off May 1st, but it's not going to be great, Jeff. Looks like. I know. Cool temperatures, chance of rain Monday, Tuesday, maybe even into Wednesday. It's not looking good. But, you know, it's still spring and we got a whole month. So.
And then, Mark, turning to sports, a couple of interesting things. The big, big headline, of course, in sports, the Lions draft is now in the books. And, you know, a lot of people are surprised by the choices Brad Holmes and team made in this year's draft. In fact, some even worse than that, kind of giving us a failing grade. Not too thrilled with the way the Lions drafted this year, but it's Brad Holmes and we've got a lot of confidence in him. What do you think, Mark?
I think we got to trust in Brad Holmes.
Yeah.
He knows what kind of money he has. He's judging these players by their talent. You know, he said he's absolutely thrilled. We just look for the best players for us. We find players that fit us and what we're about as a culture.
You got to respect that. I mean, you really do. He's got a vision. Let's hope it's a good one.
You never know what happens with these guys too, right?
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. And I'm excited by a couple of the choices they made. For me, probably the most, the first two picks they made were indeed surprising. I thought, who knew that they were going to make a kind of wholesale change to the backfield
right. This
year.
Yep.
They've now done that. They're going to rely on this young guy, Gibbs, you know, quite heavily, probably in the coming year and beyond. So I thought that was very surprising. And then the choice of a linebacker, you know, as the first defensive pick we made this time around, for me was also a bit surprising,
yeah. But
there's got to be some sort of method to the madness, right? Again, it's Brad Holmes.
Right. How about that quarterback?
Well, I think that guy could be Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
Could be very exciting.
It could be. You don't know.
Could be very exciting. So, you know, all in all, I think we plugged some holes and filled some spots and brought on a couple of exciting players. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, let's see where it goes. I mean, there's the old story of Tom Brady, right? Number 188 pick. Then there's another story, Julian Edelman. He was a quarterback out of Kent State.
Oh, and he was drafted as a quarterback?
He was drafted as a quarterback and moved to a wide receiver.
Amazing. Well, the Patriots made that work. Of course, they had a way of making a lot of things work. That's for sure.
Right.
In other sports news, Mark, Golden State Warriors finished out their best of seven series against the Sacramento Kings. Moving on to now take on the Los Angeles Lakers. It'll be Steph Curry against LeBron James. Pretty cool.
That'll be a good one.
That's fun.
How about Steph Curry last night? 50 points.
He's unbelievable. He makes it look so easy and so automatic. Those shots that he puts up, it's just unbelievable.
It is, yeah.
Really, really a unique player, one of a kind. All right, and then guys, just closing out this morning, what do we think about this young seventh grader, Dylan Reeves, saving the day? It happened last week, I believe, but I've read this story over and over. It keeps coming up. Really a hero, quick-thinking kid, the school bus driver, having some sort of physical ailment at the time that caused the bus driver to become unconscious. And the quick-thinking seventh grader from about four or five rows back jumped up to the front of the bus. Some of us have seen the video. I have. I don't know if you guys have. But put his foot on the brake and steered the bus to a stop and then was yelling out, call 911 to his classmates in order to get help to take care of the bus driver. Wow. That's just unbelievable.
It was incredible. I mean, props to that seventh grader. I have a seventh grader. And so I am very impressed that boy acted so quickly and knew exactly what to do.
Unbelievable. And lastly, to close things out this morning, Detroit Metropolitan Airport on the list now as one of the 10 best U.S. airports for food.
Yeah.
I think the food's great in the airport, by the way.
Absolutely. It was actually featured in the May issue of Food and Wine magazine. Mentioned in the article were two of our favorite hometown Coney spots, Leo's Coney Island inside the McNamara Terminal and National Coney Island inside the Evans Terminal. Also was listed Atwater Brewery, which is in the Evans Terminal. So props to the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. And if you have a layover there, it's a good place to grab a bite.
Okay, indeed it is. fact, as far as I'm concerned, it's even a good place to make it a destination to go eat. I think some of the food's really great there. Yeah. I love all of our... Detroit has that unique, you know, kind of cross-mix, cross-section of food to offer, and they really deserve to be on that list. All right, so congratulations, as you said, Kristen, to Detroit Metro Airport. Well-deserved. Headed to a break now. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.